A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
So, coming up next week on the podcast, it's the start of Pride Month.
Yes!
Woo! I'm very excited. We are going to be as gay as possible, and we have some incredible guests lined up. I don't want to say anything yet because not all of them have confirmed.
It's going to be
an amazing month. What? Promising the goods and not delivering
just,
them?
Just being like, oh my God, you won't believe which guest we've got lined up. I can't possibly tell you about it.
Right.
So that when it doesn't happen.
Okay, well, I can.
Just slot someone else in.
Do you want me to reveal that? Shall I reveal one of our guests for Pride Month?
I don't know why you're acting like this, because this one's actually in the bag. We've recorded it.
Yeah, but what if it gets accidentally deleted?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, where is it?
What if
at the minute?
I don't know, actually. Let's just leave it there.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
It was the Eurovision Song Contest at the weekend, also known as Gay Christmas. What did you think of the winner?
The truth is, I went to bed at 8 o'clock because I had to be up.
For God's sake.
I had to be up early, so I had to go to bed early. I mean, I probably wouldn't have watched it anyway. Like, I have watched it in the past when people have been, like, doing stuff. And like, oh, I'm having a party, let's watch it. But I'm probably not going to sit in my house and watch it by myself on Saturday night.
Why
not? Do you
know
what I mean? Not in 2021. Not when I've got a Netflix list as long as my arm. And
I don't understand this, though, because you're really passionate about music.
I know, but
You've got your own show on Spotify, Dan with the Sickness. We've bigged it up.
Dan with the Sickness.
That's what I said, isn't it? Okay. Why are you not into the Eurovision Song Contest?
Well, because I'm not, and you're trying to lead me down a garden path, but that's not really the kind of it's not the kind of music I'm into.
What garden path is that?
Oh, look, I'm a musical snob.
That's not what I said. That's funny. You think that I think that. Do you think you're a musical snob?
No, I know that. I absolutely know that I'm not. But I think that you
I don't think you're. I don't. Here's what I want to know, though, because it's a big gay event. And I think that's because it's promoting peace, unity, inclusion, sexuality. There's nothing else like it. And that's such an important thing to gay people, to queer people. Also, it's celebrating the diversity of all these different nations. There's nothing more queer than that. And at the weekend, Italy won the Eurovision Song Contest with a rock song. It's the kind of thing you would love. So what did you think?
No, it's not the kind of thing I would love, though, because it's...
It's like our two worlds collided.
No,
like,
but
it was Christmas and a rock song won the Eurovision Song Contest. And you're like, what? I'm trying to be your best friend
honestly,
here.
Honestly, just you don't need to. I live in that world with other people that are in that world. You don't need to recommend music to me or whatever, because you're always going to be off the mark.
I didn't like the song that won.
Right. Well, no, neither did I. I thought it was terrible.
And why? It's not but it's a rock song.
It is a rock song, but it's in the same way that Franz Ferdinand are loosely a rock band. That's what it sounded like. Yes, it had a lot of metal aesthetic, but that's meaningless to me.
But they're like an actual rock band in Italy. They're like,
yeah, but I don't just like
they make this kind of music all the time.
But this kind of music is not the kind of...
I just don't understand.
I mean, you do understand. I'm
trying to be your ally, and you're telling me not to bother.
I can't
it's
really.
Kind of mean.
The thing is, I don't really want to get into it because people have been like coming for me on Twitter, which is just not fair, really. Because you posted a private conversation that we had about another entry, and I
don't think they've been coming for you. I think it's in the spirit of Eurovision.
Well, someone was like, "Oh, get over it, it's Eurovision," but like, yeah, I am over it. I'm not watching it. I'm not commenting on it publicly. Leave me alone. Anyway.
Oh, Dan, I feel bad now.
Look, it's watered down. It's manufactured. I don't mind manufactured pop music. I hate manufactured rock music or things pretending to be rock music. I hate miming. I hate people pretending to play instruments. I do like indie. I like certain kinds of indie a lot, but I don't like this kind of indie music that's pretending to be rock and it thinks that because it has all the aesthetics that it's like heavy rock music. It isn't. I don't mind them doing their thing, but I just don't involve me in it.
I know this is not how you meant it, but that sounds so much like a homophobic person saying, I don't mind you doing what you do, but like, I hate it. Don't bring it to me.
There's nothing. People in my world who listen to rock music, we live in fear of people. And I'm not making any analogy to being LGBT or whatever. We live in fear of people recommending music to us. What you think we're into and what we are into is not the same thing. So you either come across as a complete musical snob, or you have to sort of go like, oh yeah, I really like that, when actually you hate it.
I am interested in the crossover between LGBTQ plus conversations here, because you're right, that's similar to when people say to me like, oh, I know a gay person, you're definitely going to fancy them, or I know a gay person, you'll definitely know them, which we've had a chat about
I'm glad you drew for that example, because that was in my head, but I wasn't going to go there.
Nine times out of ten I do know them, so it's a correct, it's actually not that ridiculous to assume that because I'm gay I might know another gay, but it is offensive. I just saw people with their tops off, getting sweaty, fire, loud music, screaming.
Yeah, but it's...
I mean, it seemed legit to me.
I guess there's some rule that everybody has to mime, right? Is that...
This is the thing. No, they're singing live. You can't mime at Eurovision.
That's not live.
Yes, it is. It's not 100% live. It is. You're allowed pre-recorded backing,
right?
But the vocals are live.
Right, but the pretending to play guitar or whatever is...
Right, of course, because they can't... Live. No, because you can't have live instruments on that stage, because they have 25, 26 countries performing. How many countries is it? They've got, like, countries for days. Right. How the hell would they do that? That would be just insane. That would be so logistically difficult.
Right, okay.
But those instruments were played live at some point.
Right.
Wow. Which
is, I'm not a musical snob. I do like manufactured pop music, but I just don't like manufactured rock music or anything to do with Miami, anything to do with like that, because I just think it's the antithesis of rock music for me. And you're not going to find a rock fan that disagrees with that. It's not a constructive or enjoyable use of my limited free time by myself. If somebody
you're
was
so
like,
booked and busy, I'm so booked and busy. I'm Dan Hudson. Look at me. I don't have time for that.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, time for your stupid song contest.
I didn't say it was stupid. I just don't care about it. That's fine. You don't care about loads of things that I'm into. I don't make you watch them, so that's fine. Like, we can just live our lives. And
that's
not
true. You made me sit through a Metallica video.
Yeah, which is like 7 minutes.
Yeah, 7 minutes. I'll never get back.
A gay and a non-gay.
Here's the other thing, right? Nobody in the UK, in the think pieces of the world or whatever, or in the powers that be, are going, oh, actually, let's suppose that that is a rock performance or whatever. Let's suppose that's true. And you've got things like Lordi, and there's always this version of rock that goes to Eurovision, does seem to do quite well. Nobody in the UK is going, should we give that a go? Nobody's doing that. They're just going, oh, why can't we win? Why can't we win? Here's another generic commercial radio pop song. Nobody is going, you know, we invented heavy metal. You know, we've got like an incredibly vibrant rock scene. Should we give that a go? Like, nobody's doing that. Or at least the acknowledgement of that. If somebody acknowledged, like, actually, I saw the Brits acknowledged. I saw somewhere that they said, yeah, we listened to the Architects album, but nobody liked it. Okay, cool. That's, God knows who you've got on the
panel.
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
But
no, I completely agree with you on that. Not just about rock, but also just about the UK music scene in general. There are so many amazing artists that would hugely benefit from that massively international spot on the Eurovision stage, and yet the BBC or the music industry or whoever decide that that's not worth taking a risk on. I mean, what the hell are you talking about? Billions of people watch this. It's such a huge exposure. Rina Sawayama, they would be amazing. Grimm, Self Esteem, who I am absolutely loving at the minute, would be incredible. Whether they would do it or not, I don't know. Maybe they think they're too cool for it. But you just sent some B-list Sigala song. Well, great. That's brilliant. It's a good song, but I don't need to... like, up against Bulgaria or Switzerland, it just doesn't work. And so I completely agree. Make an effort.
Spill that tea.
Are you going to Milan?
Why would I be going to Milan?
For Eurovision 2022.
Oh, because that's in Italy. How do you know it's in Milan?
Also, Talia has booked 18 hotel rooms in Milan.
18 hotel rooms. 18. What? Yeah. That's amazing.
As soon as it gets announced, she books hotel rooms so that it remains at the price.
No, it's great. I'm in. I'm so in. Yes.
Yeah, I'm 10,000% in, because I go to Milan, believe it or not, I go to Milan all the time anyway.
See, I don't think that's okay, Dan, you know, because you are taking up valuable space on an airplane that could be used for an LGBTQ plus person that actually wants to celebrate the contest.
What I would almost definitely do is fly a day before so it's half the price and come back before it starts. So actually, I won't be taking up any space anyway.
I don't get it.
You do understand that, of course, I'm not going to spend that money on something I'm not that arsed about. but you're never going to go, oh yeah, that's actually completely sensible, well done.
Yeah, but I just don't get it.
You do get it.
Why do you want to be there being miserable in the corner whilst everyone talks about Eurovision getting excited?
That's not true. I don't go there. I don't go there and be miserable in the corner at all. I go there. The mini break is there. I go along for that part of it. I don't sit miserably in the corner at any point. I have a good time. And then at the point in which everything flies through the roof, and you should only be there if you love this thing and therefore love spending money on it, neither of which I do. So I go home. And the two times I've gone there, one, I had a stag do to get to. And secondly, Gang of Youth were playing at Kentish Town Forum. And I wasn't going to miss that. Certainly wasn't going to pay
this is the other thing that
hundreds
annoyed
of
me.
Pounds to do that, was I?
Why do people book things on the same night as Eurovision? They booked Glastonbury. They did like a virtual Glastonbury that all went tits up. Why did I say tits? That's because of you earlier.
Wahey!
I would never use that word. Anyway, it all went tits up, and I'm glad it did, because how dare you host a Glastonbury virtual festival on Zoom on the night of Eurovision? Like, you think you're more important than Eurovision?
Yeah, people have been getting married on Download Weekend for years.
I can't believe I haven't told you this. My brother had his wedding booked for Pride in Brighton last year. And obviously, it all got cancelled. And then this year, it was rebooked the wedding for the exact same date as Brighton Pride. And I was devastated. But then Brighton Pride cancelled, which is devastating. But I'm also I'm very low-key happy about that, because it means I now don't have to not be
but whatever, to be fair,
Pride.
Whatever Pride it was, you'd be like, oh my God, he's booked it on the same weekend as Manchester Pride. Oh my God, he's booked
no,
it on the same
because,
weekend as
yeah,
London
but
Pride.
It... It's just such a hard... I'm sure other gays feel the same. Like, it's a wedding is so straight culture. So for it to be on the same weekend as Pride, it really, like, it's a really tough one.
Whatever.
It's like I'm attending straight
it
Pride.
Is, it's going to be on a Pride, isn't it?
Yes, there are a lot of Prides, Dan. I get your point. But I'm from the South Coast, so Brighton feels like a special one. Not as special as Manchester, though, where we're playing a gig this summer. I cannot wait.
Yes.
If you've got tickets, we'll see you there. And remember, our big gay live show is coming to London's Underbelly Festival the night before Pride in London on Friday, September 10th, featuring iconic special guests. Get tickets, go to gaynongay.com. Glastonbury should know better than to host their virtual festival. It's virtual. It can go out whenever the hell they want it to.
Yeah.
It's not an actual event. To schedule that the same time as Eurovision, like a hugely international, worldly famous music event. Who the hell are you?
But what about
what
do
you think you're doing?
What about the people who aren't asked at Eurovision?
It doesn't matter. Why are you doing it on the same day as Eurovision? Are you insane? Like, and it just shows the contempt for Eurovision that the music industry has in this country, and it drives me crazy. We had to talk about it on our radio show. We had to like big up this Glastonbury event because they'd paid some money to us or something. And every time it was mentioned, I just sighed in the background. I was like, so it's Eurovision. So it's Eurovision, guys. Because it's ridiculous. It's so arrogant. I mean, I've always had issues with Glastonbury anyway. I think they're like so arrogant and they think they're so cool.
And you've been how many times?
I've never been. Exactly. I think so it's that, just such that, like...
So your opinion is valid because...
Well, you've never been to Eurovision, so your opinion is also valid because why?
Well, I never ever give it. I never...
You just did.
Only when you ask me.
Oh, whatever. Well, ask me about Glastonbury then.
All right, given your extensive experience in going to Glastonbury, please tell me about it.
It's exhaustingly boring. And hey, you don't need to be to Glastonbury to know about Glastonbury because it's everywhere. It's all over Instagram, it's all over Twitter, it's all over the BBC. And there's some amazing moments at Glastonbury. I've seen some amazing moments like Kylie and Ollie Alexander and everything. And Katy Perry, wow. But the festival itself, it's just like, it's so dry, isn't
it? No,
you
haven't been, so you don't know that. All you're seeing, you're just seeing the mainstream, what's being filtered through the mainstream channels to you. But there's all sorts of stuff that goes on that you'll never see. My friend Luke says the worse the headline is, the better the Glastonbury, because it's not even about the headliners or the music. It's just about everything else.
Okay, then so it's the organisers I've got a problem with, is it?
You haven't
been. Here's some tea. My ex-boyfriend cheated on me at Glastonbury as well, so I think I have some issues with it because of that.
But that's not Glastonbury's fault.
Here's what it is. It's just pretentious, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
But you're
wrong. Like, so that's just a fact.
But they think that the music at Glastonbury is like the best music everywhere. The way it's talked about is like it's the pinnacle of music.
It's because it's the biggest music festival in the world. But you're only seeing the most mainstream stuff that's filtered through. It is incredible. The vibe there is unbelievable. And you'd only ever know that if you go.
I just hate being outside. I'm not an outside gay. I've really struggled with this outdoor dining thing because of COVID. I've been having a meltdown. I just can't. I'm not stepping foot on a muddy floor. No. So we leave it there then?
Yeah, that's good.
It's very music, but it's funny.
Yeah, but music is life, isn't it?
That is such a choogy thing to say.
It's not.
Do you have that tattooed on yourself?
No, but it's
music
just
is life.
It's just a fact.
Surprised you've not got that on your wall.
Can you also stop, just because you are choogy, can you stop just like constantly using that
to live, try and love, laugh?
Because you've been
music. Music is life.
Look, listen.
I'm not choogy.
Because you've been exposed as a choogy.
I'm not choogy.
You are now using it all the time as a way, because you think it's basically saying to other people, guys, I'm not choogy. So James is all over the internet this week going like, oh my God, if you hate Eurovision, you're choogy. They're not the same thing.
No, what I said was, if you pretend you're cool and therefore you pretend, if you hate Eurovision because you're trying to be cool, you're choogy, because trying to be cool is choogy.
But it's not. That's what I said. Is it?
Yeah, just get back to your music is life nonsense and I'll see you next week.
Find us on your socials at Gay Non Gay. Listen at gaynongay.com or just search Non Gay at your fave pod app.